Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isn't it amazing? The whales, the sharks, the fish, everything from a barracuda to a bass. The diversity in the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the waterways. Do we really believe this all just popped into existence by itself? From what? Something caused it to get here? How many believe the Word of God? That God said it and it came into being. Birds are here because He spoke them into existence. Fish are here because He spoke them into existence. Hallelujah. Even in its fallen, cursed condition, we see so much of the beauty and amazement of God's original creation. Imagine what it must have been like before sin. We're going to find out. I said, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. God's going to restore it all. Hallelujah. How many goods is that? And God did what? Verse 22, He blessed them. And He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was
good.
How many is that?
Six.
And God said, let us make man. Are you glad he said that?
Yes.
You and I wouldn't be reading about it.
That's true.
If he hadn't said this,
right.
We wouldn't exist. Have no knowledge of anything. Let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. All those things that he had made which he said are good. Now he's going to make man and let man have dominion and oversight over all his good. You know what business we're in? Good, the good business. You know what message we're supposed to preach? The gospel, which is the good news, and Romans calls it the good news about good things, is literally what it means. The good news about the good things of Jesus and redemption, God's plan. God's plan was good from the beginning. God's plan's always been good. And His plan is good now. And His plan into the future is good, good, good.
Yes.
You believe it?
Yes, sir.
What business you in?
Good business.
Good business. Good business. He said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Wasn't that wonderful of the Lord to make all this? And then set us over it. Let us have the oversight of it. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. What's God like? Look at yourself. Minus the perversions and sin. That's what he's like. He's like you. He's like me. Why? Because we're like him. He made us like him. And God blessed them, and God said to them, how do you know it's blessing? What does it start off with? Be fruitful. Is he giving them a pep talk?
No.
Is he trying to encourage them?
No.
No. His word is leaving his inside and his mouth and accomplishing something, causing something to be created. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Hallelujah. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Have dominion over the fowl of the air. Have dominion over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat or food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creeps upon the earth wherein there is life, I've given every green herb for food. And it was so. In the beginning, animals did not tear each other apart and kill each other. In the future, Isaiah reveals that even lions are going to be vegetarians. Lion will lie down with the lamb and will eat straw. Grass. Like, that'll be something to behold. The violence that is in the earth. Animals ripping each other apart. People say, that's nature. That's perverted nature. That's nature after the fall. God did not create it that way. Bloodlust is not part of God's original creation. You believe it?
Yes.
It's a fact. And certainly people killing each other was not part of God's original plan. You believe it or not? Did I lose somebody right there? Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, most of it was good, all except the bad part. There were good parts and there were bad parts.
No.
What?
No.
Every, come on, somebody say everything.
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 That he had made.
That he had made.
And he said, behold, behold means look. It was, or that's added, you could say it is, as he looked at it, he's saying, it's good.
Amen.
Be this, be that, and it was. And he said, that's good.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. Everything God made is good. You know why? Because it came out of him. And God is good. Now that's a phrase we know. That's a phrase we've heard many times. But I assure you, we have not grasped the fullness of that phrase. And the fullness of the meaning of that. You know, Brother Oral Roberts' ministry, a core part of it that God put in him as a young man, healed from tuberculosis, going into the ministry, he would shout out, God is a good God, and God's going to do something good for you today. You know, people, preachers would get so mad. Because he'd say that. You know, back in the 50s and whatever. Get mad. Oh, he just makes it too easy. I mean, you know, what if God, you know, something, he wants to do something that's not so good. What God you talking about? Because there is this mixture in people's minds, and say what you will, much of the church world believes God has a dark side that is not good. You think that's so or not? Do you think that a lot of the church believes that? They do. Millions upon millions of believers, regardless of how they express it, they believe God has a part to him that is dark. And they wouldn't say it, but that works out to not good. But I want you to know, from the holy word of God, God is good, always has been good, always will be good, and He's not just partly good, He is all good. He's all good, and good is all He is. Oh, come on, somebody say, He's all good.
He's all good.
And good,
and good
is all He is.
Is all He is.
And good,
and good
is all He does.
Is all He does. Yes.
Good is all He is. And all He does is good. In the beginning, what did we say? It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. And everything that He made. Come on, are you looking at verse 31? What did it say? What did He say? And God saw everything. Somebody say everything. What does everything mean? All things included, nothing excluded. What was it that God made that was bad? On which day did God create cancer? AIDS, mental illness. On which day did God say, let there be poverty? On which day? All of these things are the result of sin and the curse and fall. They are not a part of God's original creation and therefore not a part of His plan and will. Did He know what was going to happen? Certainly He did. And He was prepared for it.
Yes.
Yes. I said He was prepared for it.
Yes.
But don't get confused and say that all His curse is His will and His plan, because it wasn't and it isn't. You think I'm wasting my time camping on this right now? I'm telling you, millions of good church-going people are very confused about this. And it's hurting them. It's undermining their faith. It's robbing them. The devil is such a liar.
That's right.
And he is all the time trying to lie to you about God. And it all boils down, no matter what he comes up with, it all boils down to you looking sideways at God, questioning Him, that something about Him is not all good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.